And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, we have a very special guest and an honorary Sitkan, Don Cinetti, Sitka Whale Fest shantyman. Welcome to Morning Edition, Don.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Well, gosh, it's been right about 15 years you've been coming to Sitka for Whale Fest?
Yes. Yeah.
And you play the banjo.
Mm-hmm.
You also sing sea shanties, and those two are a little distinct. Can you talk a bit about the music you play when you're here for Whale Fest?
Sure. I'll be doing both kinds of things. The shanties were the actual work songs and were a cappella that they sang while raising sails, raising the anchor, things like that, to coordinate the effort. But there were also songs that they sang and played for their self-entertainment. So the shanty's a song-like tool, and then there was another body of music that was sung for self-entertainment.
Now, the a cappella ones were the shanty's.
Correct.
Because they weren't walking around doing their work with banjos.
Right.
Now, you spend most of your time at Mystic Seaport in Connecticut, and do you do what you do here, there?
Essentially, that I do. And we have a very historic vessel, the only vessel of its type still afloat in the world, built in 1841, the Charles W. Morgan, which is a whaling bark, and the only one still afloat in the world.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And so you're performing music that's connected to maritime history.
Right.
What first brought you to Sitka Whale Fest to do that here?
That's a great story. I'll make it quick. I was actually performing at a whale festival in Hawaii and on Maui, which is so natural because that was the old port where the whalers went in. This one particular year, Jan Straley was doing a program about her research on humpback whales. So she heard me do what I do, and she said, would you be interested in coming to a festival up in Sitka, Alaska? And this was, it had only been 1 year old at that time. And of course, I jumped at the opportunity, and coming back ever since.
Did you always want to go to Alaska? Did you dream of going to Alaska?
Yeah, as a kid. I love animals. The bigger, the better, you know? And so I did have dreams of going to Canada. My dreams weren't great enough, though, because it surpasses that.
You said you love big animals, and that, of course, includes whales. You're more than a person who performs maritime music. You've been involved with whales for many, many years. What else have you done?
Yes. Outside of the environmental history, I served in the U.S. Army in Vietnam in 1966 and 1967, which is a transforming event, you know, in my life, as you might imagine. I worked in the construction field for a number of years, doing music on weekends, and finally the gentleman retired, and I was at a crossroads. I said, what am I going to do? I said, I had to do the music and the art.
So you got to a point where you felt like you had to make a decision.
Yes.
What are you going to focus?
Right. What am I going to be when I grow up?
Right.
And I still haven't decided. No.
Well, so many of us don't really ever. But you've been doing this maritime music for such a long time. You've also, though, illustrated publications about whales.
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Correct. Sure. Sure. A number of different books, like one called The Whale Watcher's Guide, which was an award-winning book, actually, as a matter of fact, and things for the U.S. government, for NOAA, illustrations about whales. And most recently, my friend, who's a Melville scholar, wrote a book about Melville's time spent in the Marquesas Islands, Nuka Hiva, and I did illustrations of sperm whales with Polynesian tattoo designs on it for that. So that was a real stretch because all of the other things I illustrated were for publications about whale watching, and the whales had to be, you know, very correctly drawn in that. So it was great to be able to do something a little more creative. were doing, in that case, a sperm whale that went to a tattoo shop, so to speak.
Well, you're going to do what you always do, which is prior to Whale Fest, you're moving around the community. You're playing your songs in the schools, at the Pioneers Home, in various venues.
Yes.
Then you perform at Whale Fest and the Whale Fest Grind. All of this information is at the Sitka Whale Fest website. That's an exhausting schedule. I'm looking at your schedule here. It's front and back, one page. It's just go, go, go. What keeps you coming back year after year?
Well, obviously the environment, the people that are so welcoming, my friends that I've made over the years. And as I say, since I'm only here for about a week, once a year, people don't see all of my warts. So I treat it really well. And so it's great. I just love coming back. You know, I do feel like it's a second home, you know.
Well, as I said, you're an honorary Sitkin, and I was so excited that you're coming in today because I'm hoping you'll give us a little preview of what you might be performing this week during Whale Fest. And if you could tell us a little bit about what you'd like to perform for us today.
Sure. If I may, I'll do what was called the Shanty, a Sailor Work song, and I'll do just a little bit of one. And they were sung to coordinate the work being done on a vessel. They weren't sung for fun. They were a tool. And I'll do just a little bit of one used for raising the sail. Call Whaling Johnny. When Whaling Johnny went to sea, Whaling Johnny, hello, oh, Randy Dandy, lad was he, all bound away to Hilo. Alaska to the Sulu Sea, Whaling Johnny, hi-lo, oh, he fished for sperm and manatee, all bound away to hi-lo.
Well, bravo. I can just imagine the sailors hard at work. Their energy is sustained by singing together, and it keeps them going. But I was watching you and also thinking, wow, that takes a lot of work, what you're doing. How do you keep your vocal cords in shape and cared for?
Well, part of it is a gift. I mean, we all have gifts, and that was a gift I was given. And as a matter of fact, a man named Stan Hugel, who was the last true shantyman on a large vessel, a four-masted bark. He passed away a number of years ago. But I met him. We became very close friends over the years. And he just encouraged me so much to get into doing that as my career. He was from Wales, as a matter of fact. So that was a major thing.
He was
but they said a good shanty was worth 10 men on the line, 10 extra men on the line, by coordinating the effort and getting their mind off of how boring the work was.
So sea shanties were so important. They were central to the work that happened.
Exactly. And as the more modern age became upon us, they became less and less important. But at the end of the era of commercial sail, which was actually in the 1920s and 1930s, I mean, as work cargo-carrying vessels, big cargo-carrying vessels, a lot of men went to sea because they knew that era was coming to an end of the big square rig sailing ships carrying cargo. And they wanted to relive the old days. So they sang the shanties. They did everything like that.
Hmm. Well, you sang us a shanty. Would you be able to play us something on the banjo?
I'd love to.
A tune on the banjo. That'd be great.
Okay.
So what's this we're about to hear?
Would you like a banjo tune or the banjo while I'm singing?
Oh, banjo while you're singing.
Please. Okay.
That'd be wonderful.
This is one called Jack Was Ever Into Sailor from Newfoundland.
Thank you.
It
25 or 30 years when Jack first saw the light. He came into this world of woe one dark and stormy night. He was born upon his father's ship. It was lying to about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Bacaloo. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to Labrador. He fished in Indian Harbor like his father fished before. And on returning in the gale, he met a heavy gale. And Jack was swept into the sea and swallowed by a whale. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
Don Sonetti, thank you so very much. Your gift just shines through while you're playing and singing. It's just impressive.
You're so kind.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
That was Don Sonetti, Sitka Whale Fest shantyman. He'll be playing throughout town this week. You can catch him at Sitka Whale Fest events. Go to sitkawhalefest.org.